Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome back our friend David Alistair Yaloff, professor and department head of the Department of Poli-Sci at UConn. David, good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Hey, Joe. Ray, how are you guys?
We're good. Thanks for being with us this morning. Did anything surprise you about the proceedings yesterday in our nation's capital?
No, not really. I think it came true to form. We had basically a partisan vote. It came at the time the Democrats in the House chose as the ideal time. They didn't want to keep hearing complaints about process, but at the same time, they wanted to make sure their ducks were in a row before this kind of vote took place. And so it seemed to follow form pretty well.
It took. I guess there were two Democratic defections.
Correct. Two Democrats, one from New York and one from Minnesota. And Minnesota is really a state to watch in 2020.
I agree.
If Trump is going to lose some states, he's probably going to have to win at least one he didn't win. And Minnesota is very high on the list. So Minnesota doesn't surprise anybody. But and then you had, of course, no Republicans crossing the line, which compares to 1974 when 31 Democrats actually voted in favor of Nixon.
Let's talk about that, David, because, I mean, we only talk about the about Andrew Jackson and Bill Clinton, but Nixon was brought up as well. It just never got to the end, right? Obviously.
Right. I am required by my UConn contract to say it's Andrew Johnson, not Jackson.
That's right, Andrew Johnson. Jackson. Jeez.
Some people wanted to.
But no, you're absolutely right, Joe. In every respect, back in 1974, it followed the way we would expect it to follow in terms of procedures and everything else. But this time around, it feels different to a lot of people because the nature of the partisan world that we're in.
Oh my God! Yes,
it just doesn't allow for people crossing the lines and without facing some kind of wrath in a primary in 2020.
Right, and I think that's in the back of their minds, and I will still insist that John Larson, had he dared not vote for this, he'd be primaried immediately. So that's coming. You know, he feels the pressure. I think they all do. Let me go back to this, though. We were talking about the procedures, and I'm trying to think back to that golden time in the early 90s, in the early 70s, and then I'm thinking about Bill Clinton. Thanks for reminding me. I almost forgot that. So what was this, the hearing? Basically, you get together, you look at your evidence, you decide if you're going to go ahead with the inquiry, or you may. What exactly has happened with that, I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, remember how different that was. Back then, you had a Senate Watergate committee, literally a committee that was designed solely to look at Watergate. It wasn't like an Adam Schiff House Judiciary Committee that was crossing over. A House Judiciary Committee eventually took over as well. But you also had a special prosecutor that kept going. And
right.
In 2019, the Democrats have come to the conclusion that special prosecutors do not necessarily move things forward for your side. They become a target for attack. So a very different set of circumstances. But the Democrats gave in on the ones they had to. They're going to obviously allow for a cross-examination. It would seem like a kangaroo court if they didn't.
Right.
They are going to also allow the Trump side to offer witnesses, and they get to vote on whether those witnesses come in. And, you know, most of those votes are going to only go in favor of the Trump people if the Democrats see an upside.
Maybe.
And those 72 hearings, and I'm sure you're too young to remember those, David, but those 72 hearings were must-watch television.
They really
were. I remember, I mean, the networks blew out the daytime soap operas and stuff to televise the hearings, and that's where people around the country really got to know Lowell Weicker for the first time.
Well, of course, there was no social media of any kind. There was no internet. People were literally learning about this from those, and those first 2 weeks of Senate hearings in 1973, that's April 73, that's when we really got all of the quotes we still remember today.
Right.
What did the president know and when did he know it? The famous Alexander Butterfield
testimony. The tapes.
All that came from there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
You know, if you're looking at this, you know, objectively, let's go to this year. How many people are really paying attention to this? How many say it's just politics?
Yeah, it's all bipartisanship. If you're a Democrat and you happen to work at home, And there's some witnesses who are going to make Trump look bad. You're going to turn on the television. But I don't think if you're a Trump supporter, you are. So it's not going to have that breakthrough. Any kind of breakthrough is not going to be able to happen while these particular hearings go on, because at this point, it's all baked in. The Republicans have decided that this is not important enough to impeach their president, and the Democrats have decided that they cannot continue to just look past this. And so when it's this baked in, I don't imagine there's going to be a lot of shocking headlines.
No. Okay, so David, from now, okay, now we've said, okay, we're going to have an official inquiry, we're going to look into this thing. What happens next?
Well, obviously, the House Judiciary Committee is going to keep moving forward. They are going to now go public, quote unquote. And I say that because Democrats have been talking to the press this whole time.
Yeah.
But they're now, you know, it's all going to be transparent. It's going to be on television. There's going to be a lot of talking points on both sides. And we probably move to a formal impeachment vote by the end of the year.
And that's just a simple majority in the House, but in the Senate, it's a supermajority, which makes you think this, unless something comes out before the Senate votes, this is an exercise in futility for the Democrats.
Well, you've hit on it, Joe. I think that Mitch McConnell is an incredibly shrewd operator, and he's done his lesson. You know, in Watergate, the actual vote on a House impeachment article didn't take place for more than a year after the Senate Watergate Committee was meeting. And I think McConnell has done his homework and has decided we're going to get this trial done by January, because the less time that goes on, the less likelihood there is for people to change their views and come over to the Democratic side. And so this is going to be a very quick thing, possibly by the end of January.
Exactly. Oh, boy.
Yeah. David, great stuff as always. We really appreciate your knowledge. David Alistair Yaloff, professor and the head of the poli sci department at the University of Connecticut.
Thank you for being on.
He's great. He breaks it down scientifically.
I'd put him right up there with Lightman.
Yeah, we got an all-star cast today.
Yeah, we do today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.